Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 4 March, Wednesday, 2015. You're in the right place. I hope you're warm, and I hope you are safe inside. Hope you're taking care of the kitties and the doggies, too, because it's still really bad out there. I don't know if you're aware of it or not, and I hope I don't forget to tell you this, that this weekend it is time to spring forward with the time. Can hardly believe it is here already. I don't know why they mess around with God's time, but, well, that's the way it is, and that's the way we will do it, I guess. What news I have for you today. Can you imagine buying an over-the-counter item and getting Prozac in it? Well, that's what happened. I mean, I was absolutely astounded when one of my wonderful news warriors out there sent me the information. Could not believe this story. Also, two new stories, one by Brandon Turbinville and Steve Watson, on the Iraqi army downing planes that have weapons from the United States headed to ISIS. Now, this is the third story we've had, and ladies and gentlemen, this is disturbing, to say the least, if it wasn't beyond treason. And now we're finding out how much, I was pleased to see that Marty, when he sent me the article from globalresearch.ca, of how the United States is supplying ISIS with weapons. And, of course, the average person who doesn't follow the Power Hour is going to say, oh, that would never happen because, you know, we're against ISIS. No, we are supporting ISIS. We have been supporting all the bad guys all along. Now, when one realizes that we are being controlled by a world of people, it's really probably a very small number of people, but a whole bunch of people that are complicit in this, who are participating and aiding and abetting the terrorist. Then, of course, everybody wants to know cui bono, who benefits and why in the world would they do it? Well, we know it's Power Hour. Other news, of course, the pomp and circumstance yesterday of Netanyahu. How much money are we going to give Israel? I think that's kind of the question. We got to talk about this. It was such a show. Such a show. And I don't know what came out of it that was supposed to be the drama that we were promised, but I missed it. I hate to tell you. I missed it. Did you hear that the gentleman that made the decision to give Obama the Nobel Peace Prize was demoted? Oh, how sad. And General Petraeus, remember, he had a girlfriend, and allegedly he showed her some classified evidence so she could write a little book about him. Well, he has received a minor slap on the wrist, minor. And Ed Snowden is ready to come back to the United States. Now, the death penalty is off the table. Oh, death penalty? Death penalty for telling the truth is off the table. I don't know how you feel about Snowden. Whether you feel like he was one of the greatest people that ever lived for what he did, or that he was a treasonous person, but I guess we're going to find out how this country is going to address that subject. We have got lots of news today, and in the second hour, Dr. Sherry Rogers will be joining us to talk about heart health. And remember, when she joins us, you don't get the heart health you get from your doctor. She wrote the book, Is Your Cardiologist Killing You? That's Dr. Sherry Rogers. She'll be joining us in the second hour. And in the third hour, we're going to be talking to Wayne Elliott about Strauss heart drops, because they work. I mean, they work. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.
Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Back to the Power Hour. You hear the kind of news on this show you're not going to hear anywhere else. That's right. I got a story for you later on. This is the kind of thing we need to be hearing, but not. And why not? Because it makes way too much sense. For instance, Texas town fires the entire police department. Crime drops 61%. I wonder if they can figure this out. Can you believe that? Anyway, that's the kind of news I like to do here on the Power Hour. Thanks, Cynthia, for that. And we got another one for you. I mean, this one, if you didn't hear in the first intro, a fitness supplement pulled from the shelves because it contains Prozac. Unbelievable. Well, this is the Power Hour. Coming to you from middle of nowhere, Missouri, and we're so glad to have you joining us today. Anyway, I don't know how many of you listened to Netanyahu's speech yesterday, but the pomp and circumstance was nauseating, and I could just see the dollars cha-ching, cha-ching every time, the issue was focused on by any kind of, you know, file footage or whatever, because they brought in this incredibly long group of automobiles that made the biggest impression upon you, as if security is just huge here, like 15 automobiles. And there was this entourage that was amazing. And I don't know, I don't know about you, but watching this, 40 minutes, ladies and gentlemen, the first 14 minutes was on terror. You know, we're all going to die because of Iran. And it was just kind of, I don't know, it was kind of unimpressive to me. I mean, I have to say this, it was inspiring. He did give an inspiring speech, but I'll tell you what else it was. It was a bunch of old white guys in that building, the Senate and House combined. Bunch of old white guys. And Janet Reno was there, by the way, standing and plotting. And do you know that there were six Jewish people from the House and Senate that were not there? That did not go to the speech. Then, you know, it was interesting also because CNN, I was interested in how they were going to slant the speech of the 40 minutes of Netanyahu. CNN said there were 50 people that did not attend from the House and the Senate. And then Fox said there were 60 people that did not attend from the House and Senate. And, you know, can they not count? Isn't it funny? I'm surprised they didn't say approximately or allegedly or whatever. We believe there were 50 people that didn't attend. I mean, you can count how many are not there or how many sent their letters in saying, I will not be there. But they keep it like that so it can be fluffed. Now, I want to remind you of what Ken O'Keefe said on Monday. Ken O'Keefe said they are going to memorialize this guy like he is Winston Churchill. Because Winston Churchill is the only other person that has spoken before the combined House and Senate three times. And so I thought it was interesting as he said that, and sure enough, guess what they did? They gave Netanyahu a statue of Winston Churchill. Just like, and they kept saying that over and over again. The only person ever to speak to the House and Senate three times. Just like Winston Churchill. But the pomp and circumstance was huge. It just was. And did you know that Netanyahu had been asked, or Dianne Feinstein, I know it's Feinstein, but Dianne Feinstein had asked if she and Vic Durbin could meet with Netanyahu while he was here, and he denied her. Isn't that interesting? Anyway, there was 40 applauses during that time. I really couldn't tolerate all of that. And, of course, about the first 14 minutes was dedicated to terrorism. And, of course, how much money the United States has given us, and we love every bit of it, and we want more, was kind of what it was like. It was interesting also because Israel made a deal that if it was going to be aired in Israel, the speech that by Netanyahu, that they would have a 5-minute delay so that they could block out any promotion that Netanyahu would do of himself because the election is in 2 weeks for the prime minister position. And they didn't want him, of course, you know, posturing on TV for that position. So that is kind of, I'd like to know how many times they had to stop that and black that out. That would be interesting to know, but I did not hear that. Anyway, I don't know what was said, but I do know that the president said, I didn't watch it. I was busy with something else, and I was watching some Ukrainian conference call thingy, and oh, man, it was just so disrespectful. No matter how it was good cop, bad cop played, it was disrespectful, or it was very disrespectful for, I think, the president to have handled it in that fashion. But then everything happens by design, and that's something we have to learn and understand, is it all happens by design. Now, of course, we know that the real goal of this whole thing was because Netanyahu wants the United States to aid and abet Israel in attacking Iran. That is what he wants, because he says that we're this tiny little country. We're just so vulnerable over there, which they are. And if the United States doesn't help us, then we are going to, you know, be vulnerable to these countries. And that's true. So are we going to attack Iran? I don't know. It just leaves. The whole story, you know, really was to set up our Senate and House to be supportive of, I think, a war with Iran. I think that's what it was all about. But that's my own personal opinion. And whether you think that it was beneficial or not, it was a whole bunch of posturing and a whole bunch of do about nothing, in my estimation. Anyway, back to the latest war at hand, which is ISIS, we are told, which I don't believe is a war. I believe it is a bunch of thugs that are doing a bunch of things by the U.S. government, by and for the U.S. government, with their support. And now we've got even more information coming out. Prison Planet reports, Steve Watson reports, that Iraqi forces have once again sensationally charged that the U.S. military is purposefully dropping weapons to terrorist militants in the western parts of the country. The Iranian Fars news agency, yes, I know, look at where it comes from, and I am, a group of Iraqi popular forces known as Al-Hashad al-Shabi shot down a U.S. Army helicopter that was carrying weapons for the ISIL in the western parts of al-Baghdadi region in the Al-Anbar province last week. Now, that's a story that we covered Monday, talking about the scores of weapons that were seized. And there's even some videos and some pictures of those if you'd like to go to the story. If you want to get the rest of the story, go to thepowerhour.com news section, and you will see it there. Brandon Turbeville also is covering that story, saying that a downed NATO aircraft that was providing military assistance directly to ISIS, according to the Iranian Fars news agency. Bottom line is, you know, we've had three stories now of how the United States is aiding and abetting and providing weapons to ISIS. Now, all you have to look at is how they got all of their big equipment. Think about the tanks, the vehicles, everything that we just dropped in the desert, said, never mind, oh, well, we're going to leave it here. And oops, ISIS got it. And oops, ISIS got a whole bunch of trucks that are only sold by and only handled by the United States. Those trucks that you see them wearing, running around in the sand over there or in the streets over there, are the trucks from the United States. Even one vehicle that we reported on that had a U.S. business on the side of the truck that had been sold by the United States and ended up in ISIS hands. And it's just a little bit coincidental, if you ask me. Anyway, the story of ISIS is now being questioned by a lot of clear-thinking people. They're starting to see that this doesn't make sense. You don't see the picture of a battle of ISIS and anybody else. You don't see any pictures on television of them retaking Mosul or all the things that they're supposedly doing. Now, remember, the Iraqi troops now, along with the U.S. help, are going to be retaking those big Iraqi cities that were allegedly lost and controlled by ISIS, which nobody can explain to me yet how a band of 10 to 20,000 people can control huge cities like that. It just doesn't happen. Anyway, if you're just tuning into the Power Hour, never listen to this program. You're hearing just totally opposite of what you're hearing on CNN and Fox. So be aware that there are two sides to this story, and the very fact that all we see with respect to ISIS is usually the guy walking back and forth aimlessly in the desert with a black flag, the ISIS flag, allegedly, that looks like some kind of cartoon character thing. Anyway, moving on. In an unprecedented move, the Nobel Peace Prize chairman demoted for his decision to give Obama the 2009 award. And I don't think that just one person gives that award, but this guy is supposedly going to be demoted in an unprecedented move. The controversial head of Norway's Nobel Peace Prize Committee was removed Tuesday, demoted to the rank of just a mere member. We'll be back after this four-minute break with more news at the Power Hour. This is Joyce Riley. Stay tuned.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades' worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world. It's all about the truth, and it's not about the propaganda that you get on television. But boy, do we hear a lot of it. Oh, my goodness. And it's just amazing how it is done in such an incredibly attractive way. By the way, did you know that Ed Snowden now wants to come back to the United States if he can get a fair trial? They say that, according to his whistleblower lawyer, that death is off the table. Death is off the table. He's ready to return to the United States under whatever conditions they can work out. He wants to receive a fair and impartial trial. Good luck, Bubba. So what we are being guaranteed is not the fair trial, but that Snowden will not be executed, said his lawyer. And it's done by a prosecutor who, according to the law, is not in any way able to determine a court's decision. So we will see what happens with Mr. Ed Snowden. A lot of people still question whether or not this was a kind of set-up situation with him doing what he has done. Don't know the answer to that, but I'll tell you this. I really believe that they will make a point of persecuting him seriously when he comes back, because they don't want this to happen again, and they don't want anyone else to be doing it, encouraging anyone else. Did you know that CNN made a little mistake the other day? They informed America that, I don't know if this was a mistake or not, because, you know, CNN just doesn't make that many mistakes when they're doing the news, but they do every once in a while. Anyway, CNN informed America that Jihadi John was none other than Vladimir Putin. Yup. CNN, which bills itself as the most trusted name in news, apologized for a technical gaffe that caused the cable channel to display a photo of Vladimir Putin above the blazing banner, Jihadi John Revealed. Now, we know how they have been trying to make Putin look really, really bad, regardless of what's going on. And I don't know whether this is a mistake or not, but the error occurred last week on CNN London correspondent Max Foster when he was discussing the much-ballyhooed news and that the man called Jihadi John has at last been identified. And, of course, his name, his real name is Muhammad Imwazi. Muhammad Imwazi. And they put up Putin's picture. A mistake anybody could make, right? As the Greek default fears return, uh-oh, government considers borrowing pensions to repay the IMF. You know, a lot of people talking about this could happen in this country. So listen up. Zero Hedge is reporting that Greek short-term default risk jumped over, putting the odds of a restructuring at 50-50 within the next year, as the warnings that they issued last week with regard to Greece's imminent default and the IMF loan loom ahead, seeking to reassure its lenders and avoid yet more capital flight. Reuters reports that Greek government said it was exploring solutions, including delaying payments to suppliers or try to raise up 3 billion euros by borrowing from state entities such as the pension funds. We are sure the Greek people will be entrusted and enthused when they find out what the radical left has in store for their funds. Let's hope not. Remember what happened in some countries. Their banks go ahead and just sort of remove money from their accounts. Russian retail food price freeze as inflation surges. Russia suffering probably more from the sanctions than we might be aware of. And did you know that one country has narrowly escaped a mandated fluoridation of table salt? Lebanon has narrowly avoided this, the toxic additive being added to their table salt, due to activists and health advocates that stood up against this. Might be coming to countries near you also, the idea that we've got to have fluoride in everything, which, as you all know, is not a good thing. U.S. government issues logistics support for 300 military personnel in Ukraine. Do you notice how the number 300 is one of their favorites? It's always 300 people. You know, and if you don't realize it, it's 300 at a time every few days, and all of a sudden you end up with a whole bunch of people in a war. Well, anyway, the U.S. government published a tender saying it's hiring services for the movement of equipment and approximately 300 U.S. personnel in Ukraine, according to the Federal Business Opportunities website. The contractor shall provide all equipment, vehicles, personnel necessary to move ground transportation in accordance with the ordering clause. Uh-oh. It is a buildup of NATO / U.S. / U.N. / whomever, ladies and gentlemen, and it's not going to be good, I don't think. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us and caring about your world and wanting to know the truth and wanting to search outside the mainstream media to find that truth. Did you hear about the $4 million in gold bars that were stolen? The 11th largest heist in history. Zero Hedge reports from CBS that North Carolina authorities and the FBI are investigating the theft of an estimated $4 million worth of gold that was allegedly stolen. Now, wait. Wait a minute. Allegedly stolen? Okay, either it was or it wasn't. But do you notice how nothing ever just happens? It allegedly happens? That's not my word. That is the story. That's the way the story goes. I think that's fascinating. Allegedly stolen. During an armed robbery along Interstate 95 on Sunday evening. After mechanical problems with the truck, two armed guards who were traveling from Miami to Massachusetts with a shipment of silver and gold pulled over at mile marker 114 on the interstate. I find the story a little bit creepy. I don't know. There's something about it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Stock market bubble. Wall Street is ecstatic as the Nasdaq closes above 5,000. They were pretty happy about that. But a lot of people are saying beware. You know, it looks really good The equities market looks really, really good. But beware, because it doesn't have... there are lots of people that think this could be a problem before long. And, I mean, a lot of people are starting to say that there's going to be a downturn in the market. And by the way, you know how I kid about the Fox Cleavage Babes, Business Babes on TV? The idea of having to wear so few clothes just amazes me in the wintertime, you know, when these women do that. Well, yesterday on the show around 3 o'clock, there was one picture of the girl with her skirt completely up, and her underwear was showing. And now I bring that up to your attention only because, you know, they kind of flirt with being a little bit too loose in the way they dress on that show. But, I mean, this was just, like, really ridiculous. Really ridiculous. Anyway, anyway, moving on. Has nothing to do with anything. Have you heard about Lumber Liquidators' situation and a 60 Minutes program that occurred this past week? What they're saying is 60 Minutes... reporting that formaldehyde levels were found to be extremely high in Lumber Liquidators laminate flooring. They have made a lot of profits, and I'm talking about Lumber Liquidators, a lot of profit. And so they're saying that because of this huge profit, there must be some reason, and they're saying that it's because their laminate is made in China. And if their laminate is made in China, they found something wrong with it. They brought it to the attention of the people. Their stock within, on the 2nd of March, dropped 23% to $39.73 in the recent trading. And then they halted the trading of the stock. Later on, they issued a statement, and then they began the trading again. But now, Lumber Liquidators is responding to 60 Minutes, and I mean, you may see a lawsuit against them. Because they're saying that, no, that's not correct information. So, they're going to find out. And they will find out if they were, in fact, having too much formaldehyde, this chemical which is linked to cancer, that was in their flooring. So, we shall see. But, I mean, that's a huge story. I kind of don't think that 60 Minutes would have done what they did had they not had the evidence to put it on TV. I mean, that's a little bit haphazard and just foolish, because they would get sued, I am sure, in the event that they were inaccurate with their research. Research shows that antipsychotic meds cause hopelessness and zombie-like state. If you have not looked into the issue of these drugs, I would hope that you would look into them if you are ever going to be offered them. And I do encourage you to understand what SSRI drugs, antipsychotic or antidepressant drugs, are all about. Researchers of Australia's Murdoch University in Perth and the University of Queensland found that the side effects of the antipsychotics include Parkinsonism, restlessness, involuntary movements, weight gain, insomnia, sexual dysfunction, constipation, dry mouth, and dizziness. And they create a zombie-like state. Well, we know that. We know that. And why are these homicides and suicides occurring? Military people and non-military people. Well, all you have to do is look to the drugs that they're taking. And I do firmly believe that there should be a forensic drug autopsy when there are killings. I really believe that we have, you know, by letting them get away with not doing that, I do believe that they have been able to set a standard now that's going to be hard to take down, and that is not looking at drugs when a suicide or homicide occurs. Because there is a dramatic rise in the suicide rate for Americans in the ages of 40 to 64, but not the other age groups. Isn't that interesting? Suicide rates have increased dramatically among those aged 40 to 64. And just to let you know, the oil prices today are around $50, but man, the gas prices are going up. Dow futures are in the red, about 48, and gold is still at 1206, just kind of hanging around at the 1200 mark, not doing anything really notable, but just staying right there. No flight two in the gold or silver world, that's for sure. And in the health news, deadly bacteria leaked in Louisiana lab. Another one of those, oh, we are so stupid. How do they make these mistakes? Remember, we've had stories such as, oh, we sent out the wrong bacteria to the wrong people, or, oh, we sent it by FedEx and it got broken, or, oh, we just were so stupid we didn't know what we were doing. The bacteria causes melioidosis, a disease with a 50% fatality rate, even with treatment, because it is resistant to multiple antibiotics. Melioidosis has been researched as a potential biological weapon through the Tulane lab, even though they have said that it's been working on a vaccine. Really? Now, how many times have we told you about the U.S. government, Department of Defense, working on a bacteria along with the vaccine to treat that bacteria? In other words, you create the problem and you create the solution. They say we're taking this extraordinarily seriously. It's very disturbing to us, Andy Lackner, director of the Tulane Primate Center, says. There has never been a public health threat with melioidosis. Well, until now, it's been leaked, lost. Unbelievable. Children around the world are vaccinated at gunpoint. Were you aware of that? Now, is the United States heading in the same direction? Because people, a lot of people are very much anti-vaccine, myself being number one of them. The Guardian is reporting that health officials in Pakistan are arresting and throwing into jail hundreds of parents who refuse to allow their children to receive the oral polio vaccine. Now, remember, when it was given in the United States, it contained the SV40 vaccine. Now, on these stories, when you doubt what I'm telling you, I encourage you to check it out yourself. Look up SV, the letters SV for Sierra Victor 40. Sierra Victor 40, SV40. Check it out. Polio vaccine, just search it yourself, polio vaccine and SV40, and you will find out that there are cancer cells placed in the polio vaccine. Now, they say they didn't know that they were cancer cells, but they were in there regardless, and then when they found out they were there, they didn't stop the polio vaccine until all the stock had been used. Criminal. Absolutely criminal. And who went to prison for the rest of their natural lives for that? Of course, no one. Anyway, so now people in Pakistan are saying no to the polio vaccine for their children. And they said 471 people have been imprisoned in the city and surrounding villages under government orders on charges of endangering public security. Oh, could never happen here, right? L.A. County is going to pay a family $800,000 for kidnapping their unvaccinated children without a warrant. Glad to hear that story. They have no right to determine what goes into your body. And also, top doctors now reveal there's a lot of good vaccine stories that will educate you on vaccine issues in the news at the Power Hour. Top doctors reveal vaccines turn our immune system against us, and over 100,000 Americans signed the petition opposing mandatory vaccines. And I don't know, Deborah Tavares has warned people, do not sign that if you have children, because that's going to be an absolute way for them to find out who is resisting with children. High salt diet protects against infection now, says JAMA. Right, and now they say eggs are okay. High salt is good. Oh, black is white. White is black. You notice how they never know an answer until like 40 years later, and then all of a sudden it reverses totally. There are the top 12 most healthy benefits of lentils. You know, they're really small, but they pack one heck of a nutritious punch. Lentils. They're full of essential minerals and nutrients like potassium, iron, folate, zinc, and calcium, all of which are important for your body's well-being. They provide one of the richest sources of dietary fiber on Earth. And if you haven't already made lentils part of your weekly diet plan, there are 12 reasons at the Power Hour News section for you to use lentils. And I want you to think about that, because that is so important to have and appreciate the items that we have available to us that God made for us, not man's food, but God's food, because that's what he meant to go into our bodies, believe me. He knew what he was doing when he created those items, and he created our bodies to go with it. Here is a story that just astounds me. Pulled from base exchanges, military base exchanges, a fitness supplement found to contain Prozac drug. Now, somebody tell me how this could happen. In the, oh, we are so stupid situation, a fitness supplement that was twice pulled from exchange store shelves, first following soldier deaths and then after an outbreak of liver disease, has now been found to contain the active ingredient in the prescription drug Prozac. It was called Oxy Elite Pro Super Thermogenic. Oxy Elite Pro Super Thermogenic. It is sold as a weight loss supplement, but the FDA said it has discovered that the product contains fluoxetine, a drug which most of you are aware of, which is, you know, fluoride derivative, but is in Prozac, a drug used in treating mental disorders such as depression, bulimia, obsessive compulsive disorder. Fluoxetine and other drugs in its class can have serious side effects such as suicidal thinking, seizures, abnormal bleeding. The agency said consumers should not buy or use Oxy Elite Pro. The Marine Corps Exchange and Navy Exchange and the Army and the Air Force Exchange said Monday they do not stock it. The supplement was first pulled from the military bases in 2011 after it and other supplements were found to contain the unregulated synthetic stimulant called known as DMAA, which was suspected in the deaths of two soldiers in Fort Bliss, Texas. The manufacturer USP Labs removed DMAA and tweaked the ingredients in 2013. But soon after the FDA and the supplement was suspected in 24 cases of non-viral hepatitis in Hawaii and appeared to contain another ingredient called ageline. Ageline has no history, has never been used in the food supply, and never been safety tested. If you want to check that out, ageline is A-E-G-E-L-I-N-E. The manufacturer USP Labs removed DMAA and tweaked the, tweaked the ingredients, but lawyers now representing USP Labs wrote a letter to the FDA about its warning Saturday, saying the company did not produce the Oxy Elite Pro that is found to contain the fluoxetine. It said production of the supplement stopped in May, and USP Labs immediately conducted an investigation and determined that the product shown in the FDA public notification and tested by the FDA was not manufactured or distributed by or for the company. It is a counterfeit. So Covington and Burling, a business and corporate law firm, they were the ones that determined that in a letter posted on the USP Labs website. Now, they can't figure out who's making it or what's in it or why Prozac is in it. A supplement was not listed Monday among the company's products on its website. A separate website dedicated to Oxy Elite Pro contained a legal disclaimer in small print at the top and bottom of the page. The site is not run by or affiliated with USP Labs. USP Labs' letter to the FDA said a brief internet search found a Brazilian website selling Oxy Elite Pro, and that might have been the source of the samples that the FDA found to contain fluoxetine. Neither USP Labs nor its contract manufacturers has ever ordered or in any way handled fluoxetine for any purpose of any kind. Can you believe that story? It's... oh my gosh, we don't know where it came from, who put the Prozac in it, but it's at military bases. Now, what's the military doing buying knockoff drugs? That's a pretty serious story. You know what I would like to do is take, I would like to take a couple of phone calls now from those of you who either really liked or really didn't like Netanyahu's speech. If you have an issue with Netanyahu's speech, or if you think it was really awesome, I'd like to hear from you. And we're only going to take a couple of phone calls because we're just going to take them in this next segment. 855-995-6923. 855-995-6923. If you are, I want people that are really passionate, either pro or con on what you heard from Netanyahu. Does this mean we're going to war? Is he pumping up the war machine? Is he trying to get more money? What do you think the purpose of all this, I don't know what you would call it, but the drama and the attention that was given to his speech yesterday? Because my goodness, it was drama, believe me. So give us a call, 855-995-6923, or if you're on the spectrum one way or the other with passion about what Netanyahu had to say. I'd like to hear from you, and I think our listeners would like to hear from you. We'll be back after this three-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned. Dr. Sherry Rogers joining us in this next hour. We'll be back after this three-minute break.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeSurvivalMatch.com. That's FreeSurvivalMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeSurvivalMatch.com today.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
As the new world order continues to tighten its grip on every facet of our lives, we're all asking ourselves, how can we maintain our independence? The answer is clear. Get prepared, and you get prepared now. Now the only question left is, where do we begin? My Patriot Supply is here to help. Call 800-247-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. We're even covering the cost of shipping. Are you willing to rely on the government and FEMA in the event of an emergency? Call 800-274-3070 to get started with your 72-hour emergency food supply for only $10. You won't be able to find this deal online, and there is a strict limit of 4 per caller, so don't wait. Call now, 800-274-3070. That's 800-274-3070. Call right now.
Us. I want to hear what you have to say, so I'm going to go right to the phone calls. We're going to have Dr. Sherry Rogers join us in the second hour. Then we're going to be talking Strauss Heart Drops, who have changed the lives of so many people. And I mean that. That is not just saying that. I mean that. And we're going to have Wayne Elliott join us in the third hour. Let's go to the phones. John in Ohio, you're first up. John in Ohio, What's on your mind? What do you think about what happened with Netanyahu?
Well, first of all, I should say that my opinion and many others is that Iran should have a defensive nuclear deterrent to counter the massive threat by mega nuke Israel and the UN and the United States, who for 65 years has been overthrowing, repressing, torturing, subverting, sabotaging, proxy warring against Iran through its terrorist and U.S. Incited Iraq in the 1980s, and strangulation, military encirclement, and constant threats to attack Iran. Even a U.S. War College strategist wrote in the elite Foreign Affairs magazine article why Iran should get the bomb to stabilize the Middle East, to give it balance. Mm-hmm. And I think that if you check some other sources besides, you know, the CIA prostitute media, like you should check Global Research, globalresearch.ca. There's a number of articles over the last couple of years that this may be all a charade by Netanyahu and the neocons in the Pentagon and in the State Department who really want this war. He can't, according to many top officials, attack on his own. He has to have the prior overt green light of the United States because the United States totally controls its air defenses.
Right. Let me just ask you quickly, because I want to go to some other callers, too. But I agree with what you say. Don't you think the purpose was warmongering just to try and get support for a war with Iran?
Absolutely. I mean,
yeah, without a doubt. All right, let me go to the next caller. Let me go to somebody who is, thank you very much, John, and I wish I had you on for longer, but I want to go to Mike in Ohio. Mike in Ohio, what's your take on Netanyahu's speech? Mike in Ohio, are you there?
Are you talking to me?
Well, is your name Mike and you're from Ohio?
No, my name's Frank. I live in Cincinnati.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. You go ahead. Sure. Okay, I'm sorry, Frank. Go ahead, please.
That's fine. I don't think Netanyahu is a warmongering. You have a country that has 5 million people. It's surrounded on three sides by over 400 million Muslims. Let's just look at who Iran really is. If they wanted to be in the family of nations, would they support Boko Haram in Africa, which they don't keep their people on a leash that, you know, kidnap 300, 400 girls. They support Hamas in Lebanon and their proxy in Syria using terrorism. And on their eastern border, they certainly support the Taliban. This is an aggressive nation that sees itself as ancient Persia that wants to re-exert its regional influence. And all mm-hmm. the Sunni nations around them are so scared that they are going to arm up as well with nuclear weapons. And then someone is going to launch a crowd pleaser. And we're going to have a nuclear war in the Asian subcontinent.
Okay, all right. I appreciate your opinion, and thank you very much for calling Frank in Ohio. Thank you very much. A lot of people agree with you also. Let's go to Paul in New Jersey. Let me see if we have time for Paul in New Jersey. Paul, you're on the air. Go ahead, please. What is your take on Netanyahu?
Well, Joyce, the way I saw it, and I have a suspicious mind, and I watch a lot of mafia movies, but it seemed like the way he alluded to Harry Reid in the beginning of the show, it was almost like he was rubbing in the beating some of Sheldon Adelson's boys probably gave Harry Reid a few months ago when he supposedly fell off the exercise machine.
Yeah, I wonder about that.
You know, when you look at the blows to his face and broken ribs, that seems like a beating. I don't think that's an exercise machine. And so I think it was almost like he was rubbing it in the faces of the Senate, basically saying, if we can do this to your leading senators, think what we can do to you. And that's what the language was of what was going
okay.
on there.
We'll be right back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. We'll take one or two more phone calls, 855-995-6923. We'll be back 1 minute, 10 seconds.